The Southern Governors Association is meeting today in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, normally this annual meeting doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but when five southern states have had oil touch their shores and the chief executive of BP stops by, the discussion gets a lot more interesting. We spoke to NPR's Debbie Elliott shortly before the meeting, which is going on now. She told us the oil spill's aftermath has been the central topic of conversation there.
It's certainly the most pressing issue facing the South right now. And certainly for the governors and their staffs, they want some answers from BP today. Typically, this meeting, you know, the focus is usually business development, how to get the economies of southern states back on track. And they're talking a little bit about that. But the oil spill is going to dominate the talks this afternoon and then again tomorrow. As you said, Robert Dudley, BP's person in charge of Gulf Restoration, soon to be the CEO of BP, will be here. So will Thad Allen, who's the government's top man on this. He is the retired Coast Guard admiral who's been leading the response effort. And then Ken Feinberg, the claims czar, will be here to also talk about, you know, how to compensate people. So three pretty big players in this whole crisis here to talk with governors today.
Now, since oil hasn't been flowing, since they've actually been able to curb the flow of oil going into the Gulf for more than a month now, what are the focus of today's talks?
I think initially you're going to get an update of what's going on deep below the sea. As you said, it was mid-July when the oil stopped flowing, but work has been continuing all this time trying to get a relief well finished. I think Dudley is going to assure these governors and these states that that work will continue. They've missed their mid-August deadline. They're saying now after Labor Day, but I think he's going to assure them that we are going to continue. We're going to get this relief well done. And at that point, this is when we can say that well is dead and over. He's probably also going to assure them that BP has no plans to open that well again. And then I think it'll turn to the whole question of recovery. Once the well is dead, you know, these governors are going to want to know what the federal government, what BP is going to do to get the region back on its feet. You know, the gusher has caused economic and environmental damage. It's going to take years to finally assess that. And I think they want to know in the meantime that action plans will be put into place and that things will be going on to help people recover.
Plus, Debbie, there's the whole issue of compensation. I mean, you mentioned that Ken Feinberg is there. He's, of course, in charge of distributing the $20 billion compensation fund to the region. What are the governors looking for from him?
You know, I think they'll want to know that he's going to speed this up. There have been problems in getting money to be in people's hands, and I think they're going to say, you're here, fix it, get money to people, let's get things moving. I think there could also be some questions about local governments and state governments that have taken a hit. Certainly, local governments that depend on beach tourism have seen their tax revenues plummet. States have also lost some revenue. Are they going to be eligible for some of this money? You know, BP has given states money to help, you know, promote tourism and things like that. But the question is, how do you compensate, you know, governments for lost revenue?
Debbie, I mean, it's so interesting about all of this because of the timing. I mean, falling right on the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, one of the last big sort of shockwaves for the region.
Right. And I think, you know, the region has not fully recovered from that. And now this is yet another blow. So I think the conversation will be framed in those terms. President Obama talking about that today in New Orleans. Tomorrow, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus is going to be here to talk to the governors. He is the person that President Obama has put in charge of devising a coastal restoration plan. So the whole question of what the future is for the Gulf South is certainly open for discussion here.
That's NPR's Debbie Elliott at the Southern Governors Association meeting in Birmingham, Alabama. Debbie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Audie.